Khuluma emhlanganeni le nthathele izindaba kunye le nhlanganiso ezizimeleyo eHarare namhlanje. Omunye wabagcinisihlalo beCOPAC umnumzana Munyaradzi Paul Mangwana wazise ukuba ikomiti yakhe lokhe isakhulumisana ngalesi sisekelo sombuso ingakasivezi kudalela ePhalamende.
It is our expectation that sometime next week we should be able to deliver the draft constitution to Parliament for its consideration. But before we do so, the select committee has to satisfy itself, thoroughly scrutinize the document, and then adopt it formally before we present it to Parliament. Civic society, all stakeholders who are interested, we must form a very strong partnership in educating the people on the contents of the constitution. Unfortunately, we will not be able to share with you the official contents of the constitution until we have delivered the document to Parliament.
Uthe bakhangelele ukuba bawufeze lumsebenzi lamhlanje kumbe kusasa, ethi uZulu uzathola ithuba lokubona isisekelo lesi ngemva kokuba sesilungisisiwe saphela savezwa phambi kwedalela ePhalamende eyinto egcizelelwe ngomunye wabagcinisihlalo umnumzana Douglas Monzora.
This is a historic document. We cannot afford to float into the public domain a document with mistakes. And therefore everything has to be meticulously checked and everybody has to be satisfied that it is accurate.
Pendula umbuzo wentatheli izindaba ukuba ukuphuza kwali committee ukuqeda linhlolisiso kungabe kubangelwa ukungawelelana nezinto nezinengi ezikulesi sisekelo sombuso. Omunye wabagcinisihlalo beCOPAC umnumzana Edward Mkhosi uthe akukho ukudonsela nokunje kulumsebenzi.
We have been singing from the same hymn book and the process has gone very well. Today our meeting with the select committee is actually meant to take them on board so that they can appreciate the little changes that were made with the involvement of the principals, so that when people come to the referendum they'll be informed in terms of choosing a yes or a no vote. But I'm confident that with clear explanation everybody is talking of a yes vote.
UMangwana ugcizelele ukuba ingqondo enje ivela kumakhungakhunga kuphela angelaqiniswa kiwo. UMonzora uthe lesi sisekelo yisisekelo esavela ebantwini njalo sizabuyela kibo kureferendum ukuba betsho abakufunayo. Ethi ubona sisekelwa ngokugcweleyo.
This constitution is a people's document. The people of Zimbabwe said what they wanted in the constitution. It is the people of Zimbabwe who are going to decide on whether this constitution is proper or not. We are confident as the select committee that we are going to have a yes vote in this constitution. And our confidence comes from the fact that we have tried to be as faithful as we could to the and to be as close as possible to the views of the people of Zimbabwe. And for that reason, we are going to have we predict a yes vote.
Lezi ziphathamandla zithi ngemva kokufeza inhlolisiso yazo, isisekelo sizakhwezwa edalela ePhalamende, njalo bekhangelele ukuba lokhu kwenziwa ngeviki elizayo, kube sokumelelwa inkokheli zezombusazwe ukuba zazise ngelanga elizenziwa ngalo ukhetho lwe-referendum phezu kwaleso sisekelo. Mark Peter Ntambe, Studio 7, eHarare.